Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
I have a tab that just says 26 Trump pardons. Wow, this is straight from whitehouse.gov.
What?
Statement from the press secretary regarding executive grants of clemency?
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh my God. What a list it is. It just lists all their accomplishments.
And why
lots of great men on this list?
Say why they deserve a pardon, or it just says why they were originally found guilty, or what does it say? Just Trump's little tidbits about why he loves each person.
Trump's little tidbits. It's a little bit of all, actually. It kind of has like little bits about their lives and then like why they were, I guess, incarcerated.
Okay.
It's really just like a salad.
Ooh, I'd eat that up.
There's really no rhyme or reason to it. Everyone's different. Everyone's a little different. Roger Stone's on here for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely
okay. I'll read his. This is a good one.
Okay, yeah, read Rogers. Former bad boy, for the record.
Former bad boy. Roger Stone. Today, President Trump granted a full and unconditional pardon to Roger Stone Jr. President Trump had previously commuted Mr. Stone's sentence in July of this year. What is this sentence? Mr. Stone is a 68-year-old man with numerous medical conditions.
Poor guy.
Yikes. Due to a prosecutorial misconduct. Sorry, I can't read. How do you say this word?
I think it's prosecutorial misconduct.
That's the one. By special counsel Mueller's team, Mr. Stone was treated very unfairly.
Oh,
he was subjected
right.
to a pre-dawn raid of his home, which the media conveniently captured on camera. Mr. Stone also convenient. Faced potential political bias at his jury trial. Pardoning him will help to right the injustices he faced at the hands of the Mueller investigation.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that his pardon can accomplish so much across the board. Congratulations to Roger Stone. That was a little while ago he got pardoned, though, right? Was he in the recent Big Bachorama?
Did we actually? We did Roger Stone.
We did
for real.
Yeah, we did years ago. Millennia ago. Joe Arpaio, we did this year. He was definitely a hot tent of a bad boy, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's a hot tent for sure. he's probably on the list, but he's not on this one.
Maybe that was when we did him, when he got pardoned. Guys, what is
time?
Oh
my God. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No
you're
track
right,
of
right.
time.
Wow, he's pardoned a lot.
Yeah, he's. I read somewhere that in total, the total number of pardons or commutings he's done is 90, like the combined total.
Is that like probably more than any other president? Is that a thing?
I mean, probably, but maybe not. There? I mean, I'm sure we can find a graph and pop it in Wilmer.
What'd you do for Christmas?
You know what I did for Christmas? I had an orgy down at the nursing home with about 900 of my closest friends. And then we all got vaccinated together.
How did you beat the line on that vaccination?
I just did a quick.
How did you get to the front of the line?
I just did a quick little lie and said that I was a 98-year-old nurse. And there we go. Right in the arm.
You love giving people shots. You love blood. There's nothing you love more.
You know what? I don't mind blood.
Actually, I like it. I miss your period.
I'm Julia Davidovich, and if I could say one thing for sure, it's that I would like the bloodiest period ever because I'm obsessed with it.
And my name is Zoe Klar, and honestly, just put me in a big tub of blood, roll me around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to switch my blood with someone else's, maybe a horse.
Yeah,
I haven't decided
full
yet.
Transfuge.
I mean,
damn, Jeffrey Toobin.
Give me that horse
do you
blood,
know your
baby.
Blood type?
I think I'm an O pos, most common
one.
Oh,
we've talked about this. We have the same.
Right, of course. So we could swap easily. I think that's what that means. We could swap blood, and nothing would happen to either of us.
One thing is weird about this pandemic is that we haven't swapped bread, blood already.
That's definitely the weirdest part about this pandemic. I mean, we did it pretty much weekly before the pandemic, so it's definitely been a big change not swapping blood with you.
Was that something? I think that's something celebrities do for their blood health. I think that's what Michael Jackson was doing. Oh, we should talk about that.
Oh my God, the conspiracy.
Michael Jackson TikTok. Oh boy.
Apparently there's a conspiracy that
Michael Jackson's on TikTok. Just kidding.
Okay, wait. I did see someone that looked scarily like Michael Jackson. It is. It is. Or is it a conspiracy? But there is a conspiracy on TikTok. I've tried to find a YouTube of it and I couldn't find one.
Wow.
I
have never honestly even thought that there was a conspiracy that he was still alive.
Yeah.
But
so
honestly, there has to be.
So I guess there's a conspiracy that he's still alive because the person, the like ambulance person or the EMT who found the body said that he couldn't recognize him as Michael Jackson. And there was like someone else, like another drug addict in the house who like was never seen again. So maybe he's the one who died. And then there was someone at Michael Jackson's funeral that looked like Michael Jackson, but his entire family was there. So like everyone there kind of looked like Michael Jackson. I just thought of that.
If given the chance, would you attend your own funeral?
Oh, hands down. Although, like, you're walking hands away down. Disappointed.
No, you're right. I don't trust anyone in the hands of my own funeral. I mean, sure that they're just gonna fuck it up.
Oh, they're absolutely gonna fuck it up. It just sucks that, like, I mean, it's really the only time everyone has to be nice to you, and you're not even around to see it. So it should just be a time when everyone's really honest about the person who died.
I want to know what people are saying. I want to know, like, if they're making up stories.
You want to know what they're, like, posting on Facebook about you?
Oh, so curious about the Facebook posts only.
Because
I never go on there.
Would you rather be able to see the Facebook posts after you die or attend the funeral?
Oh boy. I would say the funeral because there might be 4 Facebook posts. Definitely
know.
Not from my mom.
Oh no.
She wouldn't even know a new one.
Do you think your mom would do one for me though?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Who are your bad boys on the block this week?
Oh. Oh boy. Honestly, no fridge yet.
No fridge update. Wow, no fridge update. That sucks.
Gotta say.
I pulled some rank shit out of my fridge yesterday.
Not tell us
rank.
About it. Though maybe not. Last time, literally the last time we talked about gross fridge stuff, when I was listening back to the edit, I did a gagger poo.
Oh, this won't be that bad, but it was just like Jerry like had some parsley and he like put it in water. You know, like you put the Julia's like covering her entire face. And I guess it was in there for months or years or something, because the water was like pretty much like pitch black by the time I pulled it out, and it smelled quite bad. And the parsley itself wasn't like, it could have been way worse, but the water was disgusting.
Probably would have been very healthy to drink, I think.
I think
putting that in a smoothie would have been very nice for you.
Green juice alert.
That's where green juice comes from. It's just parsley spit.
It's yummy, yummy parsley spit.
I've been officially banned, actually, from buying cucumbers because they have been dissolving in the fridge.
Those puppies dissolve. I saw a yummy, yummy recipe for
cucumber boats,
cucumber salad, and it was like a peanut soy thing.
Ooh,
I think it might be magic because I'm going to shove it in my mouth later. Sorry, we do have cucumbers. We have Persians.
Persians love those. They come in their own like coffin.
Yeah, you know? No, there's like 1,000 Persians shoved in there.
There are so many little boys in there. And I don't think I've ever gotten through an entire box of Persianos.
No one has.
But that's exactly why cucumbers are liquefying. Please tell us, please.
I mean, look, it
wasn't liquefying.
We can continue go. No, it wasn't. That just happened to be something that happened this week. My bad boys, and this has happened between 2 and 3 times. I can't remember, but more than once I've been so tired and I've decided I'm gonna take a nap. And for Christmas, Jerry got me a sleeping mask and earplugs. I've never slept with earplugs though.
What is that? A sleeping mask is like an eye mask?
Yeah, like that like blacks out everything.
That's does it, is it like heat, is it weighted and heated
it's
too?
A little,
does it weigh 14 pounds?
It's a little weighted at like 85 pounds. And I just, it just sits on my face. And I can't see a thing.
Floats above your eyes.
Can't see a thing. But wake me up, Jeffrey Bezos. You will not be able to wake me up when I'm in my pitch black soundproof box. I haven't worn the earplugs yet. Ugh. And I just thought of another bad boy that we are definitely putting in Wilmer's Sliderama. No, we'll put it in stories. Anyway.
Did you get a picture of parsley water?
No. But it does have to do with inner ears.
Ooh, okay. Is it a TikTok thing?
No. This time?
Okay, never mind.
This time, it's
we did
family.
Not see the right thing. Same thing.
Oh, no. Anyway, multiple times, I've gone in, I've like started to take a nap, and maybe about like 25 minutes in, I just like can't, I just get distracted, I get hungry, I have to pee, and I have nap blue balls and it's just painful. This happened to me today. Oh, I even texted you. I'm going to take a nap.
And you didn't?
I didn't.
You got cock blocked by that man?
I fucking got hugely cock blocked and I didn't ejaculate sleep.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's one of the disturbing things I've heard you say. I didn't know you've been ejaculating
sleep. You can't?
No.
The thing that made me think of ear stuff is my sister-in-law got my brother like an inner ear camera that like, yeah,
what?
That like you shove
oh,
in your
boy,
ear.
Romance. And
yeah. Oh, the spice hot. Is alive in that household. And you can like see all the gook and the hair and the like cobwebs and what? The like chunkaroos in oh. there.
I kind of want one.
I feel like me too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever like done the hydrogen peroxide thing?
Oh, I have.
Did the chunks come out?
Here's the thing. I was told.
Please tell me.
Yeah. Here's my ear tail. My holes.
Oh, absolutely. I must know.
I mean, can you believe I have a hole story?
Every week we have a whole story.
Holes after swimming. That's what you're supposed to do, I think, right? Put the hydrogen peroxide in your ear if you have the wah-wah stuff in there.
Oh, wah-wah-wee-wah.
To dry her up is what I've heard. Did it one time. Oh boy, took a Q-tip in after. That was a spicy. Oh,
that was a spicy chunker.
Really dug it all. Really chunky. Really chunked her all out.
I sort of want to try that now. But like, what's the point of doing it if I don't have a camera to do the before and after?
I mean, how are you going to jack off? But also, I remember doing it once and my mom was like, don't do that. You're going to get your ear drunk. And I was like, that's impossible. You can't do that. I know. Doing
you're
it too much.
You're
going to
get your ear drunk?
Like, I'm going to get addicted to doing this to my ears? Like, I think, Mom, I think you have a storied past about getting drunk.
Yeah, I feel like she's hiding something from you because that's not a thing.
Yeah, maybe I should talk to my mom.
Yeah, definitely have your mom talk to an expert on this because something's not adding up here.
I'm curious. It's magic.
Incredible. Man.
What a year.
What a year, guys. That's all I have to say about it. We do have an interesting bad boy in the news update that happened. Man, it's a hot one. Kevin was quick
man,
on that.
Man, it's a hot one.
Man, it's he a was, hot one.
He's trigger happy today.
I know. And you know what? I'm trigger happy for him. Man, it's a hot one. Words I never thought I'd be saying, but we have a Martin Shkreli update.
Ooh, a Martin Shkreli belly.
A Martin Shkreli bow belly. Hard to believe that it's happening, but it is. He has had a hot jail romance with a reporter who left her husband for him named Christy Smythe, and she fell in love with him, and then he ghosted her from prison.
Which is hard.
Very hard. Like, you are in no position to ghost.
I don't know. I mean, after watching that wonderful show on WeTV, which, oh my God, here's a late bad boy.
Love After Lockup?
Yeah, okay, that's the show.
Yeah.
Bad boy WeTV app, because do you ever get that notification that you're like locked? It says like key not required or something, or like, I don't know. I'm getting all the verbiage wrong on this, but it's a notification that I get, or something like not authentic. I don't remember what it was.
Like wants you to like some log bullshit. In or something.
Yeah, but like I have a login. Like what's wrong with my goddamn AT&T? Oh my God. Really late, bad boy.
How late? Where are we?
Oh my God. Like God, I keep forgetting all these bad boys. Look, I did not write a single bad boy down this week.
Well, sometimes they just come out, you know, like you don't always need to pry it out. Sometimes she just makes her way out of that little mouth of yours.
It's true. It's really true.
Yeah.
Have not true. Hit that in a while. Because nothing's been true.
No, everything's been a lie.
Fake news, baby.
Fake news.
We never say that.
I know. Because I believe everything I read, so why would I ever say that?
You're right. I love Breitbart.gov.
I am obsessed with it. Breitbart.edu. Really
Breitbart.edu. Okay, late, bad boy. Someone was just like, no, not even, but kind of.
Oh.
Some person was like, bang, 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 banging on the gate. And like, I mean, don't kill us, but we're close to it. And wow.
Kevin had a choke up.
He's choking all over the place. Maybe he has COVID.
I mean, look, he's been on COVID watch this whole time. He's a big believer in herd immunity. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, absolutely. So they were bang, bang, banging on the gate. Don't kill you.
Yeah. And we were like, we're not touching that thing.
No.
And at what time? It was like, I don't know, a hot 10:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.P.
Wow. 10:30 P.P.
And I guess, I don't know. And here's what I'm assuming, because I'm such a neighbor creep.
You are.
And I'm always making up stories. I'm just creeping.
I think you're making informed guesses. They're not making.
I really am.
Yeah. Like, I think you know what you're talking about. This isn't just like pulling out of the air. Like, you study human behavior. So I think you're right. Whatever your theory is.
That's me.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm a scientist. And thank you. And so what I think happened is that laundry neighbor, the worst of the worst, fell asleep or just like was taking like a gigantic shit and just left their phone in the other room when the Postmatesman came.
Oh, you're right. He was taking a massive dump.
He was dookarooing out of his bum bum.
I mean, hopefully out of his bum bum, but wherever he's dookarooing from, like, Godspeed, because that sounds like a big one if you're going to forget about food.
I think the last episode of South Park I ever decided to watch was that one where people were shitting out of their mouths.
Never caught it. I would end there as well, though.
It's not that I like watched it religiously, but then I remember seeing that episode and I was like,
Have you, or sorry, early TV talk. Have you started watching Bridgerton?
TV talk.
What?
Bridgerton on Netflix.
Oh, man.
It's like a Shonda Rhimes show, but it's like British. It's like Little Women.
Oh,
but
yeah,
a comedy.
No. No, is it good?
I haven't started watching it, but I heard there's a lot of sex in it. And it's like, I don't know.
Trigger warning for Zoe.
It's like, but apparently it's like sex. Like, it's not just like, oh, we're having like a little sex. It's like a lot of like real sex.
Oh, we're having a spot of sex.
Yeah, if it's like a little spot of sex, then I'm like,
that's fine.
I'm like, get at it. But if it's like
grinding on that hole,
what would a
like
British person so much, say?
Oh man, I don't know. Flogging sounds
absolutely
like a good word.
Gutted with the amount of sex like that.
You like gutted sounds like a sexy word, but at the same, I mean, not, it's not, but like not in that way.
Absolutely gutted.
Like when, yeah, no, I don't even know if you're British and know how to have sex and talk about it. Can you tell us what you say to fuck? Yeah.
If you're British and you know how to have sex, please email Diane at badboypod.com. I don't think we have any listeners who know how to have sex.
None. All of our listeners are virgins, especially Lover Talk.
Lover Talk is our biggest virgin of them all.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Did we finish talking about Martin Shkreli? Because we do have to put that weird photo of them, of him and his reporter lover in Wilmer Sliderama. This is a real loosey-goosey poosie.
Did you just call it a poosie?
I did. I called, what is this, 2020 Bad Boy Bliss Part 2? It's a real poosie.
I mean, yeah, that's what we're going to call it instead. Just a real pussy.
I mean.
What's a pussy? A piece of poo, if you must know.
And I absolutely must know. Okay, so let's move on to our bad boy, I don't know, part two of our 2020 Bad Boys awards ceremony, I guess.
Sorry to be the worst.
Yeah.
Did we even finish the Martin talk?
Martin talk?
Martin update? Martinelli's.
Martinelli's. Delicioso. I could go for a spot of Martinelli's right now, to be honest.
I really could. It really, doesn't it just remind you of the new year?
It does. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Can't you?
Yummy, yummy. Can't wait for 2021.
Oh, it's
going to be. It's not going to be bad anymore. Epic. It's going to be so good. Chadwick Boseman awesome. Is coming back to life, baby. Sorry, was that a oh yeah, Boss Man Biden
is coming back.
Is also coming back to life. My mom got me a mug that has Kamala on it, and it's like, so my mom would get me a mug that has Kamala on it, and it's like a cartoon of her, and she's saying, "I'm speaking," and the note that my mom left with it was like, fill this with champagne on January 20th. And I was like, what is happening on January 20th? Like, what do you know that I don't know that I'm going to have to like fill this with champagne for?
It was the inauguration.
Yeah, that I realized that it was the inauguration. So I'm definitely going to be drinking champagne out of a mug. Mom, come on, I'm classy.
We're going to put that in the slider, but also like maybe a side by, I don't know, maybe if we want to do a side by side. When you told, the first thing I pictured,
yeah.
Have you seen those mugs with like the comically pointy nipple?
Comically
and like
pointy
a little
nipple.
Hole and like people drink through it.
Comically pointy nipple a with a little hole. It's a
I'm
mug.
Have to Google boob mug. Yeah.
I know, like I've seen boob mugs in my day, trust me.
Oh, I've seen a boob mug.
But I don't know if I've seen the one that you're talking about.
I'm gonna Google boob mug with nipple hole. How about that?
I think that's definitely dream Google of 2020.
Oh, wow. It's right here. My, wait.
Do tell.
This one, I think this one's Hebrew.
When Jerry insisted on doing the Hanukkah prayer when we lit the menorah, and
so did Carlos. Oh my god,
it really sounded like he was doing a Borat impression the entire time.
Yeah.
He was like, Baruch atah, and I'm like, what is happening? This is so much.
It's like, haven't you heard the first 3 minutes of any Jewish ceremony on any television show or cartoon
the nipple
or anything?
Mug.
Like,
damn, that's a perky nipple. The one I'm thinking of, it's a nice nip. You can drink out of that nipple.
Yeah. See, there's a little spout. My friends in like high school's parents definitely just had that sitting down in their little basement.
We all had those. We all had that one friend.
Loungy basement.
Absolute sex freaks. They just had like. Absolutely. And they just had like fucking dicks all over the house. Anyway,
it's really true. I mean, oh my God. Who was your first friend to tell you that? I mean, we'll gobble up their name.
Yes.
Lover talk.
Yeah, definitely lover talk. Also, I don't know what your question is, but the answer is. But what's your question?
Who was your first friend to be like, oh my God, I found my dad's condoms and my mom's vibrator?
Okay, never mind, because his parents definitely weren't using condoms.
Maybe it was dad's porn. I don't know why I thought condoms, but maybe condoms.
I actually found my brother's.
Maybe they're
porn.
Really unhappy. Oh boy. Wow. Yeah. Can we put a little bit of your brother in the slider this week?
I mean, also, like, there's so many brother stories. Like, I literally have a story when we were talking about the bad boy of outer space. I have another story about my brother. Well, we could definitely put his inner ear video in the slider.
Can we?
Yeah, why not?
Did he send you one?
Oh, he sent it to me. You want a screen share?
Can we? Okay, yeah, let's watch it live, baby. Let's do it live.
Dude, this is what the people want. Here we go. Do you see it?
Oh. This is so cringy.
Isn't this weird? Wait.
I did not think I'd be doing this.
See all the hair?
2 days after Christmas.
Here, this is when we really go in. See, you can see the gook like hanging on to the hairs in there. It almost looks like a nose. But also, like, this doesn't do any cleaning. So I'm a little confused about the point of it. Anyway, we'll post that in one
school
more
bus. We need to drop the magic school bus.
I'm down with that.
That felt like I was on the magic school bus with that iguana.
Worst school bus
Mrs.
ever.
Frizzle. Was it Miss Frizzle or Mrs. Frizzle? Emails
I don't know. Was she
a
kept woman or was she a free woman?
Yeah, was she free?
I think she was free. She definitely had that. She definitely had that nipple mug.
Oh my god. She drank her like coffee kombucha from it every morning. Her mushroom coffee.
Definitely mushroom coffee. And she was also a real sex freak. And I think pansexual.
Zoe has a lot of guesses and opinions.
Look, and they're all great. Correct. I feel Miss Frizzle.
Beautiful Zoe.
Speaking of sex freak, another sex freak. all right, let's move into our bad boy Arama. Yeah,
this is really the loosiest of goosiest of the year. I think we're entitled to it.
The loosiest, goosiest, juiciest pussy of the year. All right. We don't have to talk about our bad boy TBT, Colton Underwood.
I mean, he is bad though. Jesus.
Okay, you're right. We can talk about him. So he was actually our second bad boy ever.
He's also technically a sports boy.
Oh, you're right. He is a sports boy. And like our listeners of Virgin when he was on TV.
You're right.
No offense.
All our listeners are virgins.
They are. I mean,
and we like you for it.
Yeah, we do. And that includes never having masturbated in your entire life. so you can't just sneak around us. Yeah.
Sexy masturbation episode for some reason.
definitely.
All the listeners are losing their virginity to this right now.
They are. It's like a cult where everyone kills themselves at the same time, but it's all of our listeners losing their virginity to this episode.
Sexy.
Oh man. Anyway, Colton Underwood of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. He ended up being a real stalker-rama, and he actually, his ex who he met on The Bachelor, Cassie, filed a restraining order against him because he was like tracing her car and just being a real sketchy bobechi. I like him really having a hard time talking about serious stuff right now.
I mean, whatever. We're entitled to it by the end of the year.
You're right. But it is very bad. And as we discussed last week, people putting bad people on reality TV is just, I guess, a trend that will continue indefinitely.
It's so amore. But how could anyone have
so
known?
So amore.
But like, did he have stuff on his reco about like past stocky bobakis?
Just that. I doubt it. I mean, and he had also like sent fake text messages to her. Sent text messages from a fake number and was like, well, the really bad thing
because,
he put a tracking device on her car and like would send text messages to her from an anonymous number based on where she was, like say hi to Beth. I don't imagine she had a friend named Beth and she was at Beth's house. He would write like, have fun at Beth's, like really creepy shit. Like, ugh.
That's so fucking weird. Yeah. That's so creepy. I don't know. I just, you know, maybe get over it. But yeah, like, I mean, virgin energy, no offense to all of our listeners who are entirely virgins.
Yeah, entirely. Head to toe.
I just lost my virginity this year, actually.
I'm actually so happy for you. Glad one of us is having a good 2020, right?
I'm having an amazing 2020. I cannot wait for the clock to turn 2021 mm-hmm. so I can write 2021 on all my checks.
Absolutely.
Like a good little girl.
Oh, a nice little girl.
I was listening to her episodes from last year, I think, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Not this week, though. We sounded so much happier. So okay. Sad.
So you heard it here. If you want a blast from the past of us being happy, take a listen to last year's episodes.
Yeah, I actually know.
There is a lightness. You
gotta say, we're funny. The 2019 end of the year episodes are kind of funny. Gotta say, okay. It was a nice little wrap up. If you want a little B from the P.
Oh, if we're gonna look back on this episode and be like, last year was weird, don't listen to the final episode of 2020, whatever you do.
It was depressing. They talked about chipmunks for 6 minutes.
Best 6 minutes of the pod so far.
I mean, celebrations, though.
Celebrate. We went in two different directions, but you know what?
we both got there.
We both got
is
there.
Is the point.
Yeah.
Kevin's hat is really making him look happier, I think.
Oh, Kevin
I think
has.
Before he was just kind of smirking. Like
Kevin has his happy hat on now.
And now he's just like full-fledged happy. Like, I feel like he looks like his happiest self.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely one with the Kangol hat right now. Okay, so let's move on. 2020
is going to get you.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, and I just
is he still silent on Black Lives Matter?
I really think he might be. I really think
wow,
he's
not
be.
Even a fake commitment to hire more Black creators. Shame on you, Kevin.
I think... we're just getting, oh yeah, his bio still says new video and then a little emoji like this.
Oh yeah, the down emoji. Classic Kevin.
Wow, he's really just hawking his shit.
All right, well, more silence from Kevin on the importance. What?
I mean, just like, I guess he was in that Hubie Halloween movie.
Oh, did not watch that.
No, hell no.
Hell no. Okay, so our
Even
next.
Though I'm really such a movie freak. I'm such a film buff.
I know. Where's my pen?
Yeah. Hubie Halloween is at the top of my list.
Let's move on to our. Should we do outer space?
Oh yeah.
See, last I think this year one... we had like the Bezos, the Muskets, like that type of outer space bad boy. And this year we're going for something a little bit more. Governmental, if you know what I'm saying.
It's Space Force, baby.
It's Space Force, baby. And
I really can't believe it's called that.
It was announced recently, actually, that the name is going to be called the Guardians. So it'll be like the Army, it's the just, Navy, the Marines, and the Guardians, or whatever.
What?
I don't know. Clearly, just, Trump people thought of that.
Is that, and I mean, like, again, huge movie buff. Mm-hmm. Is Guardians of the Galaxy a movie?
Yeah. And Chris Pratt is in it. Bad boy.
So is Chris Pratt.
Is he a bad boy?
Be on the moon? Do you think we're going to send him to space?
I mean,
like, for real? I think we might.
Chris Pratt is on Space Tourism Watch for sure. Like, he's definitely signed up to be in the Oracle or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, he can't wait to give oral to the Oracle.
Ooh, yummy!
Like, gulp it down. Holes.
Okay,
but yeah, I think he's definitely on Space Watch.
My brother said this is the 50th mention of him.
Jeremy says
you heard it here first that he said that if the Space Force was around when he was 18, he would have signed up.
Oh boy. No way.
I know.
There's like, I mean, not gotta say, nothing worse than going to space, in my opinion.
I mean, would 2020 in space be better than 2020 on Earth?
Probably not, because you're drinking your own piss and eating, you know.
I mean, is that any different from
macaroni?
Life on Earth?
My piss every night, baby.
Oh yeah, right before bed. It's like a glass of warm milk, but better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What show was I watching?
Oh, did someone drink piss?
Yeah, you know, literally could be anything at this point.
was it like,
could have been a survival show, right? Could have been something else.
Was it like Naked and Afraid, or was it like Big Mouth? Those are really the two options.
You know what, it honestly could be either.
Have you ever drinking your piss?
No, but I've talked about how my dad definitely puts pee-pee rags his ailments.
Yeah. You've definitely talked about your dad's pee-pee rags before. Incredible. Yeah. So,
Pee-pee-shmata.
Bad Boys of Outer Space, the American Army of Space, aka the Guardians. Let's move on to dream divorce. So we did learn this week that Lisa and Soja Boy from 90 Day Fiance did get a big D. And
that's huge.
That's really huge. It's really huge news. And we're going to put a photo of them in Wilmer Sliderama just to jog your memory from before the 90 days and the beginning of this pandemic.
I'll be there for you.
Baby girl, I'll be there for you, girl.
What are the next lyrics? Is he on
Death Watch?
I wonder if he's on Spotify, because I need to listen to
him. Oh, he's absolutely on Spotify. We'll add him to the Bad Boy Bops playlist.
Oh, we will.
But our dream divorce, for real, is probably Elon Musk and Grimes.
Yeah, I really think they might. They're I think after his recent move.
His big move to Texas, anything goes.
Yeah, he's like loving T-word right now, I guess. Did we think it's space related? Why is he there again? Is it tech? Is it space?
Is it taxes?
Does he just love
tech, space, or taxes? The big three.
You're right. It could be anything in 2021.
It's probably taxes. He's probably building some sort of space plant there. Maybe that's where his bunker is. I don't know, but I really just wish the best for Grimes and their weirdly named child. AE,
I think she's better off.
7500. 75.
So is that really his name? 75.
It's like X. I think they say it's pronounced like X Ash. Look, I 100% made that up, but it's something like that.
All right.
Anyway, they're definitely on D Watch.
Oh, yeah. I really think they're going to get a big old day this year. I mean, next year. Could be this year, though. I really think it could be.
You know who's before really the winning the D game is Mackenzie Scott. Wake Me Up, Jeffrey Bezos' ex-wife. Because she's given all her monies away.
Is she?
Yeah. Let me reread the article.
Wow. I'm filled with happiness jam. Just hearing about it. I'm
full of jam. So this article was written on December 16th. Mackenzie Scott has donated more than $4 billion in the last 4 months.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
And now I'm going to find out she's like a libertarian or something and be very upset.
Look, I'm sure she's not fucking perfect, but the organizations which she lists in her posts include those that fulfill basic needs such as food banks and emergency relief funds.
Amazing.
But I think she also donated to some HBCUs. She donated $40 million to an HBCU in Baltimore. So she's switching it up. Look, I'm not like in the congratulatory to billionaire club, but it's nice to see that she's doing it. And it really makes her ex-husband look like a huge sack of balding shit.
You're right. And you know what?
What?
Great tax break she'll get, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. So congratulations to her on her tax breaks. Congratulations,
IRS.
Let's move on to our personal bad boy on the block of the year.
Oh my God, this was a really hard one to choose.
Really? I know what I would choose for you.
Mine's like a two-parter. Okay. Yeah, I think you know what I'm choosing.
I think I know what you're choosing.
I think I know what you're choosing.
Okay. Well, I tweeted about mine today.
Wait, no. Oh my God, I have no concept of time. It can't be that.
I'll go mine first. My personal bad boy on the block of 2020 is when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on my birthday.
Oh shit.
Can you believe that happened this year? Like,
it really stole the attention away from you.
I tweeted about it and someone replied, "Or was it your birthday that killed Ruth Bader Ginsburg?" And I was like, "What? Arrest me now."
Anthony Bourdain died on my birthday. I don't know if I've mentioned that 600 times.
Yeah, you won't stop mentioning it. It's the first thing on your resume.
Yeah, I'm like, nice to meet you.
Wow.
Anthony Bourdain died on my birthday.
Who is more loved, Anthony Bourdain or Ruth Bader Ginsburg? It's hard to say.
Literally very equal. Imagine they fucked. That would be really
They're
hot.
Definitely fucking in heaven, and Chadwick Boseman is watching, God. And Alex You're Trebek right. is there as well.
Oh, God, I cannot believe Alex Trebek died.
AKA
this year.
The
so
2020
upsetting.
Gang. No, Anthony Bourdain didn't die in 2020. You're right. But he's part of the club.
Sure. Why not?
Who's your bad
But I got
to
say, next year will be just a fun reminder of Ruth Bader. What? Sorry.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, I can't believe it's been a year since Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And I'd be like, you're forgetting about me again.
Yeah, it'll forever be a reminder that overshadows your entire birthday.
Yeah, truly the new 9/11.
Trust me on that.
I know, it's going to trend really every year. Horrible.
RGB Zoe. RBG?
RBG.
RBG, sorry.
RBG. Mm. Okay, who's your bad boy?
Sorry, I just saw some grade A squirrel ass.
Ooh.
Carlos has been talking to the neighbor who talks to the squirrels, so now they all talk to the squirrels.
How do you talk to a squirrel? You're like,
I mean, I'm saying talk, but I mean feed sunflower seeds.
No, you can't feed them.
Not from his hand, but they've been leaving out sunflower seeds. Listen.
Now they're going to be all up in your peppers. Does he even listen to the pod? Does he know about the fucking nuts?
This isn't my doing. This is the doing of the upstairs neighbor.
Literally throw something at his head. This is not okay. Wow. Livid for you.
Anyway, anything to help the squirrels. I don't know if it helps them. I don't know if it harms them. I just want my peppers to be okay.
Yeah.
I want to sleep well at night. Sure. You know, listen, sure. Can I just have my peppers? Can Julia have her peppers?
Look, this is a question for 2021. I don't think we have it
for
in
my
us
hands
to quite yet.
To the sky. I mean, if these are my real problems, these aren't my real problems. But ooh, citizen alert. Let's see a new problem. Search for missing 99-year-old woman.
Oh, I saw that yesterday, but she is dead. Calling it now. So, yeah, wait, who's your bad boy on the block of the year?
Probably.
I must know if I'm right. Yeah.
Related.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's... obviously my cat dying.
I knew it was gonna be your cat dying. Yes.
But like secondary?
Yeah.
Please.
Wow. Related.
Because it's related.
Related. Yeah, she really
it was really a 1-2 punch.
She really brought fleas into your house and then just kicked the bee.
I don't wanna be a real ghost hunter right now.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I think I feel her on the bed. Email Diane
That's
if I am
really a ghost hunter. Do you
and
think
also
who who's more likely to be alive, Roxy or Michael Jackson? It's a tie. Incredible. What a year we both had. Okay, let's move on then.
Ugh.
So let's just do two quick badonkadonks to the two bad boys we've lost this year. Of course, first and foremost is Herman Cain, who tragically passed of COVID. So sorry for him.
It's crazy.
It is.
Is he not the only Republican who's dying from it, but like the only like serving Republican?
I mean, the only like known. I don't know. Like I was doing a Google and it's hard to Google that. It's like what I'm researching. I'm like, God, why couldn't have someone done this exact podcast? So researching would be easier.
Right.
But I don't know. No one has. So you're welcome. But none of them seem to be bad. I was trying to remember, did one of the Koch brothers die this year? But sort of irrelevant.
Wow. Did one die? I don't remember that.
I think one died, yeah. So badonkadonk to Herman Cain. And then a real badonkadonk to Quibi.
Oh my God.
Did you ever download Quibi?
No, did you?
Me neither. It's my life's biggest regret so far.
Oh God. I mean, it had so much controversy.
I know, and I'll never see any of it ever again. So shout out to Quibi for really fucking sucking.
Really fucking and sucking. How much was Quibi proposed to cost?
It was like billions. It was a lot.
No, I mean like subscription wise.
Oh, it was like $3.99, but there were still ads. And then you could pay like $7.99 for no. It was horrible. Okay, so let's move into our bad boy of the year. So we got a lot of fan submissions. So we wanted to run through some of them. Just, you know, do a little chatterama about them before we get to the main event. So here are some of our fan submissions on Instagram at Bad Boy Podcast.
At Bad Boy Podcast.
Okay, so At Ethan Grove says, Stephen the Snake Charmer Miller. You know what? He has been. He'll go down as one of the worst in the Trump administration. And he's going to be around for a long time because he's young.
I can't. Didn't he just move to some other state, though?
What state?
I thought, like, it feels like Republicans are moving out of blue states now. I don't know why. I mean, I know why.
Yeah, but like he's going to be the governor or fleeing. Something horrifying.
I just don't want to know. I don't want to know what he's about to become.
I agree. Alex Davies said John Gosselin for your consideration. And I had to do some Googling to understand what the hell that meant. But I guess in September, his son... So there's this drama that happened because out of the 8 kids, 6 of them live with Kate and 2 of them live with John. And one of the ones who lives with John is named Colin. And Colin allegedly accused John of physical abuse. And then Kate was like, yeah, he is physically abusive. Mm-hmm. But there was really no outcome. Like the same two kids are living with John and the other 6 kids are living with Kate. Like nothing has really changed. So it's kind of unclear what happened. But it was a little nice blast from the past.
I mean, oh God, that entire trend of like having the multiple families is mm-hmm. so funny to me. It's so weird.
Also, it started with John and Kate plus 8 or whatever, but now it's like 8 kids is nothing.
Yeah, it really isn't because there's like oh my God, that was a weird thing. I remember not sitting down Googling one day, but like I fell into this like, I don't know. It was like a weird Instagram thing. I think I saw it on TikTok where like there were these weird Swedish families that had like 17 children.
Yuck.
And they were all dressed up in a line and you're like, what is going on here?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I'll put some demonstrations.
Yeah, let's put some Swedish people in Wilmer Sliderama this week.
Wilmer is screaming out for those Swedes.
Oh, for certainly. At Rhymes with Fanny, my friend Janny says, people who wear their masks under their noses. Little did we know this would become such a problem.
It's like, why? Are you trying to make it worse for yourself? Are you dumb?
I think they're dumb. I think they're dumb and they also like don't want to get in trouble for not wearing a mask, but they also don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah, I mean, gross. Don't do that.
It's just like fucking grow up. Lillers says wildfires. And you know what?
Ugh, I agree.
Those are bad. They burned down Australia and then they burned down California and Lord knows where it's going next.
You're
right. And then the last one I wrote down was from Artemisia Nora. I think that's right. Anti-vaxxer mommies. Now, this one I think may be leaking into 2021.
Oh, that's going to be a real leak and beak. Talked to old George the other day.
Oh, how does he feel about the vaccine?
What do you think?
He's not getting it.
He thinks he's going to be forced to get it because then he won't be able to visit Cuba or any of his favorite places, aka just Cuba.
I see. Because they like wouldn't let him back in Canada.
Or just like living there. I don't know. I don't know what he really thinks is going to happen. Like, they think they're going to kick down his door and give him a vaccine. But
I mean, sorry, I'm but if sure you want to like go it. Across country lines, you do. I think that makes sense.
I'm sure of it. That's just his fair to worry.
Me. Interesting. So we'll see where that one goes.
Here's a sclusy. He's been calling Alzheimer's old timers too.
Oh boy. On purpose, or does he just not know?
I just don't think he knows, but I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
It's anyway. Close. Incredible.
It's really close. I don't think he has old timers, but he really is old. Can we put Shannon's bad boy in? Who's Ron Johnson from Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Shannon.
What does he do again? Shannon. What do you fucking do? I mean, other than Republican.
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
I mean, where else could he
be?
Sorry,
I don't know all the senators. And
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is a senator.
Why didn't anyone say Lindsey Graham? Because he sucks.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone said. Why no one said Lindsey Graham? It just looks like Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is like a Trump Republican. He was somehow involved in the Ukraine scandal and met with some of those diplomats and all that jazz. Yeah, he's just a Trump-a-doodle ding dong. This app is going to be a long drawn.
Sorry for the edit, EJ.
It's fine. Okay, well, I think perhaps it's obvious, perhaps it's not, but our bad boy of the year is none other than COVID-19.
Oh,
AKA
baby.
Coronavirus, aka the pandemic, aka mama's little plague.
You're right. And a lot of people have also submitted this one.
Yes.
This
was definitely the most submitted one. It has killed. I mean, look, even if we say what it is now, it'll be more by the time that this comes out. She's a real murderama. She'll kill you. She will. And she doesn't care.
No, she literally doesn't care. And she loves seniors and nursing homes.
She is such a... she's not a cougar. She's a reverse cougar.
Oh, my God.
Because she only wants to fuck seniors. But yeah, I think Lindsey Graham is really bad. Mitch McConnell also very bad. But COVID-19 has definitely killed the most out of those people.
And like the governor of, what was it, South Dakota, who's just a loony boony.
Yeah, I mean, or was that the one that was like going to be murdered? It's like so much has happened this year.
I don't know.
That was Michigan.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. But this is also a woman.
Yes. Okay. So many women in politics. It's hard to keep straight. But yes, COVID is the bad boy of the year. Honestly, could be the bad boy next year. Who's to say? We're both lucky to have not gotten it yet. Knock on wood. But she's a...
She's a taker.
Before we sign off and shut the door on this section, we do have a... good boy of the year. Now, this good boy, let me pull up there.
Is this a conjoined good boy?
Yeah, it's a conjoined twin.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about. Never mind. Oh, phew. I just remembered.
Perhaps you remember the good old date of July 30th, 2020. It's a truly historic day in Bad Boy Pod history because it's when our 2020 good boy of the year wrote this incredible review.
Oh my God.
And of course their name was I love my dog, period. It's my dick. You two must be single the way you talk about men, .. We did figure out what that said eventually, but for the sake of this, it's unimportant. Okay. You two are so sad and hateful. Both of you are so insecure. I cannot believe it. You have never met these. But you, like, you know them. You sound like 14 years old. Grow up. And I absolutely refuse to grow up. And you
I
want to
be
go
a kid forever.
Fuck yourself.
I love that man, I'm assuming. This had a male tone.
Yeah. You two must be single, like.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the same vibe as someone's, you know, calling out lesbian when you turn them down. So.
Yes. Big, you know, lesbian energy in that way.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much to I Love My Dog, period.
Like, oh, God.
Made a best real impact username? In our year. Best username, best boy of the year.
Best boy of the year. You're right. Honestly, got to give that
a
incredible
well-deserved
job. I love my dog. I love your dog, too.
Oh,
I hope your dog dies.
Yeah. I mean, badonkadonk to your dog. After we get a hold of it. Just kidding. 100%. So let's shut the door on the 2020 Bad Boy of the Year Awards. You're my best friend. That's a new drop.
Did you get that because we're best friends?
You wish, bitch. No, that's actually Drew Scott of the Property Brothers singing a beautiful song to his wife, Linda, and he gave her that song on their wedding day. So email Diane because she masturbates to it nightly.
Wow.
Actually, the Scott Brothers are her favorite band.
Are they in a band? I had no idea.
Oh, they make incredible music together.
Wow. There's nothing like brothers in a band. I just watched that Bee Gees documentary. Wow. TV talk alert.
TV talk. How was it?
Brothers make beautiful music.
Oh, incredible.
There's nothing like it in the world.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Sisters. Brothers. Sisters don't got it like that. Sorry, Haim.
No. Fuck Haim. Still kind of like Haim. It's embarrassing.
No, I do too. I like them too. Oh, they're cute.
Very embarrassing. It's because they're Jewish. And
I know. I was about to say that, but.
Whatever. We're allowed to.
Yeah, we're allowed. Okay, shut the fucking door on this dumbass here. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. Has Mark McGrath gotten COVID? Probably.
I think so. I think he's got COVID, denied it, gone through all the grief stages with it, and then gave it to his family. Then we got it.
Oh, he got it twice for sure. And he's going to say something like in a year, he's going to be like, I had COVID. I'm okay. You know, it just made me really realize the purpose, the importance of family and living each moment to the fullest. And I really reconnected with music. So here's my new sick album.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. Bad Boy. Eminem song about COVID.
Oh, let's play a little bit of that noise, please.
Right now?
Yeah, I think okay, so.
Sure. This is like the loosiest, goosiest, juiciest pussy of all time. So we've discussed it.
Really such a pussy.
All right. Maybe we'll play this at the end. I mean, do you have any good boys this week?
Good boys. Let's talk favorite present.
Favorite present? That's so cute.
Yeah. What's your favorite present?
Okay. So I haven't used it yet, but my brother and sister-in-law got me a tech coffee maker called the Ozma. And it apparently, you know what this is.
Is this the thing that keeps your coffee warm all day?
No. But
oh,
it can
fuck,
make
I want that.
It can make a cup of cold brew in 1 minute.
What the fuck?
I'm waiting on like these pods. So I haven't used it yet. But it's definitely in the running for favorite gift.
Mommy's making pod coffee now. Look at that.
Mama's got a pod coffee maker. But you can fill the pods with your own coffee.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you had, because that is the fucking hugest waste on earth.
Oh, no.
Huge offense to Keurig and everything.
Huge offense to Keurig. No, these are like, they're like biodegradable pods. It's like a tech thing. So they're like very like.
It's like a tech thing. I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah. No, so they just like fake care about the environment.
Well, I heard that the Keurig man, I'm sure it's a man, the Keurig man, who created the Keurig pot or whatever the fuck it is, machine, felt
Keurig
bad about
gun.
All the waste.
Okay.
So he was the one that created that, like, you know, the one that you can use over and over and put your own. I think he did the patent for, or whatever.
I wish that.
Creators do.
I wish that this was like a completely reusable thing, but it's just like a paper. It's like a pod that biodegrades, they said.
Awesome.
Throw that puppy in the compost. Degrades, baby. Throw that puppy in the compost and say sayonara. What's your fave gift?
Are you composting now?
I've started and stopped like 12 times, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. Listen, it's a commitment.
Yeah, it is.
But also not really. Well. But also I can't right now, so I'm talking at my ass. Listen, you don't have to fucking compost if you don't want to.
Thank you for saying that.
Listen, don't be so hard on yourself.
You're right.
Think that you have to put eggshells in a hole.
There's so much societal pressure to put my eggshells in a hole that like it's hard to keep up with.
You're right. You're really right. Listen. It's about you. Take your time. Everyone's different.
Holes. But what is your fave gift-a-roo?
I think my serial killer coloring book. Honestly, why haven't I bought a coloring book this whole time?
Who have you done?
I'm starting Warnos right now because she really looks like David Bowie. I love it.
We're definitely going to put that in Wilmer Sliderabba because it does not look like her. But they did. I think they made Jeffrey Dahmer look kind of hot.
Okay. Well, that's Zoe's crush, obviously.
Yeah. Big crush of 2021. I'm going to make it happen.
I'm definitely going to make one of them into the Joker. I don't know who.
Ooh. Well, I look forward to see who. I like that you're having a little bit of creative freedom with these serial killers.
Thank you.
It's definitely what they would have wanted.
Listen, they're thinking about all the murders they did, and they're just like, how is someone commemorating me? Just some stoned woman is coloring my face in hilariously with markers.
Look, but it's going to be funny.
Listen, for the bit, it'll be hilarious.
It'll be great for the bit. I mean,
some woman is doing a bit of my face.
Well, they fucking deserve it.
Way to murder someone.
Do you have any quick TV talks or long ones?
No, I feel like there was like zero TV I watched this week. I watched fucking holidays.
I watched A Good Boy. Oh. It's called Death to 2020. It's like a one-off. It's made by the people who did Black Mirror, but it's kind of like it's a comedy, like of course, sort of like satire documentary about the year. And they interview all of these different actors and they're playing parts. So like Hugh Grant is playing a historian, and like Kumail Nanjiani is playing a tech person, and Samuel Jackson is playing a reporter.
Did that just come out?
Yeah, it came out like last night or something. But I genuinely hee-hee-heed multiple times.
I'm interested. Listen, if Zoe hee-hee-heed, you know what's good.
You know what's good. And I was alone hee-hee-heeing. And oh the God. Star That's power hard. In this thing.
Oh, look, I mean, you said a few. There are some funny boys in the mix.
Yeah,
there's are there any funny gals?
Yeah, I'll drop one right now. Lisa okay. Kudrow.
Oh, random.
She's a funny gal, though.
Is she?
She plays like a Kellyanne Conway type.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it.
I'm happy about it, too. So let's go out watching and listening to this incredible music video by Eminem, Marshall Mathers. The song is called Nat. And there's definitely a coronal undertone.
Coronal tide.
Huge coronal tide.
I mean, he definitely made this alone in his weird, probably Michigan mansion.
Definitely a Michigan mansion. Here he comes.
Called Nat, I guess.
Yeah. Is it loud enough for you?
Oh, yeah. Did not understand the whole bat thing for a full minute. Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns. It's like trying to fight off a gnat. Still stacking my chips hoes. Higher than Shaq on his tiptoes. Top the empire state building. This shit is like child's
play. Like when he says his bards are like COVID, you get him off the bat. 8 million dead little
juveniles. Wait, children. I mean, okay, fine. One sick little rhyme there.
What do you think of his face? What do you think of his face?
I thought he was like weirdly looking at like Tom Green lately.
I know, you always think he looks like Mike Pence. I mean, no, he just said Mike Pence, like Tom Green.
I was like, I was not thinking about Mike Pence literally at all.
I can't stop thinking about Mike Pence.
I mean, I think it's very weird. I don't know, he's not ugly, but he also certainly not an ugly man.
No, but he used to be hotter.
But the thing is, like, his beard looks fake. I'm not gonna cover my mouth next time that I cough, because see, these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat.
Drink it with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off the bat. Then it goes from Martian to human. Do you really think it happened because someone ate a bat?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Bad Boy, the mutation in England.
In the UK?
Yeah.
I know. Well, apparently it might be here too now. I read in the LA Times they're like saying it's possible that it's here too.
Yeah. Is it that it's possible, or were they saying that they were testing for not the possibility?
Well, they were investigating whether it was a possibility, I guess.
Right. Whatever.
But it is, the numbers here are very bad, it turns out.
Oh, so bad.
So bad.
So bad. So bad.
Eminem is so lucky he's in weird ass Michigan.
Yeah, in his big mansion. Still got that heroin, lyrical drip with that morphine and that thorazine. Does his beard not look weirdly fake?
I guess what I'm realizing.
Yeah. And like, how much makeup? They actually wear
probably a lot. Also, look, he's wearing a mask. Good boy. I bet Eminem wears a mask.
I'm sure he does. But it's kind of a plus for celebrities, I think, because then they also aren't recognizable.
Right, but I think he would wear it. I believe in Eminem.
You really do.
It's one of my worst qualities. appropriate with an open. Just how much I like him. I don't like the song though, it's really bad. Do people like when we listen to music and just talk over the whole thing about something unrelated? Email Diane at badboypod.com.
She's itching to know.
It's
such a weird, like what is this, a spunker under his house maybe?
Why what?
Like a bunker?
You think this is Eminem's bunker?
Like, where is this?
He's probably just on some weird set. I don't know.
I really just don't think he even left his house to do this. I'm sure he just has a bunch of garbage.
This is when he bites a bat. I hate that. I hate blood and gore, and Eminem does, and that's one of our main differences.
You're so similar in most ways.
In pretty much every single way, except one. All right. Well, on that note, what an incredible song. Email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boys on the block, your good boys. Any parting thoughts you have for 2020? Be they good, be they bad. Diane wants to know.
One more time.
Let's do it again. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, 5-star review, screenshot, Diane Pin, doy doy. You already know that though. Follow us at Bad Boy Podcast everywhere. And you know, I guess, you know, this is coming out
what
New Year's.
Date?
This is coming out on the 31st.
Oh my.
Wow. So Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Stay safe. Does this sound sincere?
No. But whatever. We're diving into the asshole.
We're actually, guys, we made it to the asshole. It smells bad, but we know that on the other side is a mouse.
There's no
somewhere. Can't wait for all of us to get vaccinated within the next 6 to 7 years. It's going to be a dream come true. Can't wait to go into a CVS.
I cannot wait personally for Biden's America.
Oh, Biden's America is going to be lit. It's going to be so much better in every single way.
Biden.
My mom is going to be thrilled, and no one under the age of 60 is going to feel anything. So that's exciting.
It's true. It's really true. Damn it. He sucks.
Mere weeks away from a Biden presidency, and I feel nothing. Although, who knows what's going to happen, you know? It will be nice to see where all these buffoons go.
I cannot wait to see where all the buffoons land.
Trump News Network.
I can't wait to hear all the hot takes about how we can't make fun of our president or something because he's better than nothing. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're
definitely going to have to do a Biden episode.
The bar is so low.
The bar could not be lower. I'm happy for Kamala, though. Way to make her story.
Yeah, you did it, baby.
Joe, we did it. You're going to be the next president of the United States. Was that a really good impression or what?
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's hurtful.
I mean, if you did that and I guessed it.
Oh, wow. We're going to bring that back in 2021. Just kidding. Never.
I guess so.
Okay, maybe. Well, look, that's all.
That we'll have some good 90-day fiancé impersonations coming up, even though they will all be Russian women.
That's fine. That just means I only have one thing to perfect.
Michael, this place is so dirty.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, have an amazing 2021.
Brought to you by Lady Parts.